文理行
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
Translation. Prahlad Maharaj, thus fixed up in his mind, with full attention, the mind and sight, everything was placed in complete trance. Thus, on account of love, he began to offer his prayer in faltering voice.
Asto sir harime kagya manasasu samadha prema gadgadaya vacha tannasta hridayekshana.
This is gradual progress of spiritual mind. And this stage is called prema. Prema gadgadaya vacha. So, we have to make progress as it is exemplified by Prahlad Maharaj. Adu gudbhasram sadharma pritcha sadhu marganu gamanam. The first business is adu, in the beginning, gudbhasram. Gudbhasram means to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Adu gudbhasram. And this takes place when there is sadhya. Just like in this meeting, persons who have got little faith, they can sit down and hear. This is called sadhya. And the higher stage of sadhya is to completely accept the instruction of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is higher stage of Shraddha. In the lower stage, little faith. So here is something going on about Krishna. Let us sit down and hear. This is Kanishtha Shraddha. And this Shraddha, faith, has to be increased. That ultimately, in the mature stage of sadhya, faith, that is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, sadhya shabdi visya sudhira nischa krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma krita ha. This is sadhya. Sadhya shabdi, the sadhya faith means sudhira nischa. Sadhya shabde visha. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mami kam saranam bhaja. Aham tva sarva papi bhamokhishyami. This is called faith. Yes, Krishna says that simply by surrendering at his lotus feet, one becomes immediately a liberated person. Krishna says that. Sarva dharman parityajya mami kam saranam braja aham tva sarva papibhya mokhayishyami. It's like if I offer you that if you do this work, I shall give you immediately 50,000 rupees. So, who will believe me? This man is a beggar, sannyasi, I will give 50,000 rupees. So there is no sadhya. But we cannot do so with reference to Krishna. When Krishna says, aham tva sarva papi bhamokhishyami, that is a fact. That is not a bogus promise. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all-powerful, whatever he likes, he can do. And this is called faith. So after reading Bhagavad Gita, if one does not give this faith in Krishna, then it is useless waste of time. There are many so-called scholars, politicians, they declare that I read Bhagavad Gita daily, 3 times, but the result is no faith in Krishna. This is called useless waste of time. If you do not get the faith which is required by studying Bhagavad Gita, is the ABCD reading for understanding God. That is ABCD. So if you do not understand even the ABCD, how will you advance in higher studies? That is not possible. So, even we cannot understand Bhagavad Gita, the ABCD. Krishna says one thing and interpretation in a different way. Krishna says, Aham adirhi devana matta sarvam pravartate. They do not believe it. The samaye vahi kevalam. To such persons, the Bhagavad says, dharmasyanusthitatvamsyan visyakshena kathasujyat notpadayadratin jadi samaye vahi kevalam. You are very religious, performing the ritualistic ceremony very nicely, going to the Ganges and taking your bath and dharma sanasita function. Very rightly you are executing your religious principle and coming at home, you are reading Bhagavad Gita, but you have no faith in Krishna. That is useless time, useless wisdom. This is Bhagavad. Samaye vahi kevalam. So, why this happened? Because these people do not approach the right person, Guru, Adu Gurubhas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visited by many learned Brahmins when he was at Puri, Jagannath Puri. So, one learned Brahmin, he wrote some poems about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many Brahmins who are coming, but all such reading matter, first it was to be tasted by his secretary, Sarupdama. If Sarupdama would pass, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will hear. Otherwise, why should he waste his time? Somehow it was writing. So one Brahmin, he wrote something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and came to recite before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarup Damodar found many mistakes in that poem. So, he did not allow him. So you do not know how to present theistic literature. You cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He chastised him about the mistake. So to write theistic literature is not to be done by any ordinary man. It is not, because they do not know. So we should not read any literature which is not presented by a bona fide Vaishnava. It has been forbidden by Sanatana Goswami. Avaishnava mukhaddi na puto hari katha amritam sabaram na kattabham. He said, Sanatana Goswami is our guide, acharya. He is warning us that if a person is not Vaishnava, Don't hear anything nonsense from me. That is Indian. Don't hear. This is very rigidly to be followed. Avaishnava mukhadina tuta hari kathamritam sabanam na kartabham sarpachishto payojatha. One can argue, we can hear hari katha from any person. He may be Vaishnava or not Vaishnava. What is the matter? But Sanatana Goswami says, no. Now why it is no? Because it is like sarpachishta payojatha. Milk is very good, nice food, everyone knows. But if the milk is touched by the leaves of a snake, it is not to be touched. It is not to be touched. It has become poison. Very good example. Similarly, if we do not hear from the right person any Vedic literature, especially Bhagavad Gita, because that is the beginning, the sarpachishta payojatha. He may be very big scholar, but because he is avaishnava, not devotee, it has become poison. In our country, we have got so many editions, not only in country, outside the country also, in your country, there are so many hodgepodge interpretations of Bhagavad Gita, and they are being read and being used for the last 200 years ago. But there was no effective result. It could not act. But as soon as this Bhagavad Gita as it is, we are presented and you are reading, so many thousands, they are becoming devotees. So therefore, this process, Prahlad Maharaj is demonstrating by his personal behavior, because he is Mahajan. He is Mahajan. Out of the 12 Mahajans, the Shastra says, Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. One has to follow the Mahajan, authorized person. Mahajan means authorized person. Ordinary John, commandment. And Mahajan means authorized person. We cannot take lesson, instruction from unauthorized person. This authorization must come through the disciplic succession. If the spiritual master, authorized spiritual master says, you do this, that we have to do. That we are singing daily. Guru mukha padma bhakta chitte te kuriya uikko. Arana kuriya manaya. This is the problem. And if I think that I am more intelligent than my guru, first of all, guru must be pranatha. That a bogus guru. The guru, as specified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is not very difficult. Who is guru? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amaragnai guru haiya taro eide, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesha. He is guru. One who is strictly following the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after following him, he is just delivering the instruction as Krishna has said. Then you become guru. It is not difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered everyone. Therefore, our process is to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then try to understand Krishna's instruction. Just like here in our temple, first of all, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through his mercy, we are trying to understand Radha Krishna. You cannot understand Radha Krishna directly. That is not possible. That will be like that. Sarpachishta payojatha. Milk touched by the leaves of snake. There are so many Bhagavad reciters in India. They jump over to the Rasli without understanding Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottamdas Thakur has sung, you know, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti Pave Hama Bujavase Jugala Pirita. Don't try to understand Jugala Pirita, Radha Krishna's love, abruptly. It is foolishness. You'll misunderstand. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur, he said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti. Rupa, beginning from Rupa Goswami up to Raghunath Das Goswami, six Goswami. Sri Rup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiv Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Six Goswami. So not from Dasa, Rupa Raghunath, beginning from Rupa to Raghunath Das Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti, Kabe Hama Bhujava. Don't try to understand Radha Krishna. Love, without going through the instruction of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Dasa Goswami, that is it. So, we see practically how Prahlad Maharaj immediately attained the stage of prema. Here it is said, prema gadagadaya vacha. Prema, that prema is not this prema. The lusty desire, that is not prem. Prem, one has to learn. One has to go through the discipline or discipline to attain the stage of prema. As Prahlad Maharaj said, he first of all followed the instruction of Brahma, then immediately he got the favor of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And after getting that, he got the prema state. You cannot go immediately to the prema state. That is also Rupa Raghunath Pade. Rupa Goswami has said, in second angle, Adau Sadhya, Tatu Sadhu Sangha, Ato Bhajana Kriya, Tatu Anartha Nimitti Sya, Tatu nistha, tatu ruchi, tatha shakti, tatu bhava, sarvakana ayam premna, pradut bhavi bhavatukam. These are the krama. You cannot get prema state artificially crying, falling down, and then smoking bidi. This is not prema. Prema you have to learn by the karma pantha. That karma pantha is the same. Adau sadhya. Adau sadhya. Sadhya means faith. Yes, Krishna says that sarva-dharmān parityaja māmekam. It is right. This is faith. This is beginning of faith. Now, to keep the faith or to increase the faith, you have to live with faithful servants of Krishna. It's our this institution, the center, is meant for giving a chance to the common people to get association of devotees. Adho sadhya tatu sadhu sam. Sadhu means those who are well behaved in Krishna consciousness, not upstarts. They are called sadhu. So, those who are living in this temple, they must be strictly very well behaved, so that whoever will come out of Shraddha, if he sits down for some time and sees your behavior, then he will be influenced. And if you become third class, then how Sadhu Sangha will be affected? No. You must strictly follow the regulative principles as given to you by your spiritual master, Shastra, you must follow. Then people who will come in contact with you, they will be benefited. Adau sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. And if he regularly makes sadhu sangha, then the effect will be, he will try to become a sadhu. That is initiation. initiation means the beginning of becoming a sadhu. Not that after initiation immediately becomes a sadhu. No. If you follow, that's like we instruct, that you chant at least 16 rounds, you have no illicit sex, you cannot take any meat, fish, egg, or you cannot have any intoxication up to drinking tea and smoking, and you say no gambling. This is the process of becoming a sadhu. This is called bhajanakriya. Then anarthani. Anarth. These are anarth. There is no need of smoking. It is useless, but we have practiced. Therefore they are anarth. But if you follow the devotional process, then anartha will be finished very soon. That is the test. Test means bhakti parasanubhama virakti annatrasya. If you are actually advancing in bhakti, devotional service, then automatically you don't like this nonsense practice. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Automatically. That is the test. How far? Anartha nivittisya. These are anartha. Then it is nishtha, firm faith, then ruchi, test, then asakti, attraction, then bhava, then prama. So, Prahlad Maharaj is on the stage of prema. Prema gadgadaya vacha, tannasta hidayekshana. When you attain the stage of prema, then your core of heart is cleansed for welcoming. He's there for seeing. Therefore, in the Brahma Sanghita it is said, premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santasya daiva hridayeshu vilochanena. You can see God within your heart. He's sitting there. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhesya arjuna tishtati. You get, there is, Krishna is there within your heart. But you cannot see because you have no prema. You cannot. Krishna does not expose himself to the non-devotee. He does, nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya jūva māyā samāvṛta. He will not expose himself. But if you attain the stage of prema, as Prahlāda Mahārāja attained, then you will see. How you will see? Sadaiva, always. Not that for 2 minutes I see and Krishna is no more there. No, not like that. Premānyana charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva. Sadaiva means constant, incessant. You can see. Premānyana charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva ridayesu vilopayanti jaṁe śyāma-sundaram acinta-guna-sarūpam govindamādi-guldam tamaha. Then you can offer your prayers to Krishna, Govinda, and then your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness process. So try to follow the path chalked out by Prahlad Maharaj. He is one of the Mahajan. Out of the 12 Mahajan, he is also one of them. He is our guru. So try to follow Prahlad Maharaj's instruction and behavior also. Thank you very much.